We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Dalad Amud Beis, and we are continuing Daf Mem Dalad Amud Aleph. We are starting approximately 5 lines from the wide lines, where the wide lines start. The first words of the lines are Shava. We are middle of the sugya of the crown that David HaMelech took from the Plishtim. So it says in the Pasuk, Zois Hoysa Li Ki Pekudecha Netzarti. A Pasuk can tell him, he says, this happened to me. You know why? Because Ki Pekudecha Netzarti, because I kept your mitzvahs. My karma, what's he talking about when he says Zois Hoysa Li? Hocha karma, B'schar She Pekudecha Netzarti, in the schar that I kept your mitzvahs, Zois Hoysa Li Eidus. This was the Eidus to me. What's he referring to? My Eidusa. He placed the crown on his head by the Mokim Tefillin, and it fit him there. Now, exactly what's why was that a Chiddush? So according to Rashi over here, the Chiddush was that there's a Chiritz Shibiroisha Lamayla Menapadachas, there's a little bit of an indentation in the head above the forehead, and the crown fit in that spot. Rashi in Sanhedrin and other places, Rashi says that the crown had like a bar going across it. Only someone that has a indentation across the head could fit in, so the crown fit on his head. And it was the makam tefillin. The Mara's a kash, what do you makam tefillin? What do you wear tefillin then? Frank the Mara of Abaye Nuchi tefillin, he has to put on tefillin. I'm Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, makam yes, b'roishoy, b'roish, there's a makam on the head to put two pairs of tefillin. Shreya Nuch by Shtay tefillin, put on two pairs of tefillin. So there's two ways to learn exactly what does it mean, how you wore tefillin together with the crown. Either the crown went around his head, but was a little pushed back up on the forehead, and the tefillin was in front of it, or the crown was a small little crown. It went where the tefillin is. It was a small little round crown, and the tefillin were in back of it. That's a shayla, and the Rishayim had to learn exactly. The Gemara is bringing two more things about this crown. The next pasuk is referring to Yoyosh, who became king at 7 years old. His whole family was killed out by his grandmother. He was from the Malchus Yehuda, and Bashas, his grandmother was killing everyone out. His sister hid him. In the Beis HaMikdash, and Lamaisa, when he was 7 years old, they brought him out, they made him king. And it says in the pasuk like this, Vayetziu es ben ha-melech, vayitnu lov es ha-nezer, ves ha-edus, vayamlichu ha-isoi, vayamshichu yoyodo ovano, vayomu lo yichia ha-melech, vayomu yichia ha-melech. This is in the pasuk. What does it mean? They took out the crown of the edus. Zot the Gemara, nezer zu klila, nezer means a crown. Edus on Rav Yehuda Rav, edus ule beis David, shekola royal malchus ha-masai. One of the simanim to see if someone's royal malchus, if this crown fits his head. So call royal malchus malchus hamasa, because royal malchus ain't hamasa. Whoever not royal malchus, it does not fit his head. And we have by Adoniyo a similar idea. By Adoniyo, who was the son of David HaMelech, which was around 20 years older than Shlomo, and Adoniyo figured he should be the king. He's the oldest son, and he's royal malchus. So he wanted to be king, and he started acting like a king already in the lifetime of David HaMelech, end of his life. He figured David HaMelech is old, he's not going to be able to squash any rebellion, and therefore he took charge and he made himself into HaMelech. And you know the whole story, Bathsheba went into David HaMelech and said, you promised me that Shlomo will be the king, and so on and so forth. So it says in the pasuk like this, V'adoyni Yohu, Ben Chagis, Misnasi Lemar, Ani Emloich, it's God, Adoyni Yohu, Ben Chagas Misnasi Loimar Ani Emloich, I'll be king. V'yastoi Rechav Aprosh, made himself some royal chariot. V'chamish Mish Rosh in front of him, 50 runners in front of him. So what does it mean, Misnasi? So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Misnasi Lahoma. He tried to put on the crown, Lahel Masi, did not fit his head because he was not royal malchus. And the part, then we end off with a pshat in this part of the pasuk. V'yastoi Rechav Aprosh in chamish Mish Rosh in front of him. Amar Rav Busi, what's the chiddush for some rich kid to have 50 people running in front of him? Is not a big deal. What's the big chiddush? Tana, these 50 runners were special runners. Kulam natule techayel. They all had their spleens removed in order to make them lighter, they could run quicker. And v'chakuki kapes reglayim hayu. And they shaved off the nerves and the skin off the bottom of their feet so they could run barefoot and run faster and even run on top of rocks and thorns and everything like that. So that was a chiddush, right? That 50 runners like that, that was already a chiddush to good thing. Zok the Gemara on top of Amar Beis, Memdal Amar Beis, brand new Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Shal Pruklis Ben Pluspis is Rav Gamil ba'Akoy. Proclus Ben Pluspis was a goy, a oivet of Zara, and he asked Rav Gamil in Akoy, "What are you doing washing?" So Yerechetz v'Merchetz. He was using the bathhouse shel Aproditi. That means there was a Avodah Zara Aproditi, and in the courtyard of Aproditi there was a bathhouse, and he was using that bathhouse of the Avodah Zara, which l'chayr shouldn't be right. You're giving hanot to Avodah Zara by using the bathhouse. Amalei. The this apikaris this guy told You shouldn't touch anything that has to do with Avodah Zarah. What are you doing here? Why are you washing yourself in the bathhouse of Aphroditi? So he answered, I can't answer you in the Merchitz. When they went out, he didn't say three different reasons why your Taina is not a good Taina. What? How do you like to say that?
Yeah.
Oh, more than ask the kasha. Very good kasha. More than ask the kasha. You know, I'll talk Torah. More than ask the kasha. Omaloi, so he's going to say three answers to the, what he got out, he said three different answers to this apikaris. Number one, he said, Anilei basi begvula, he ba begvuli, which means the merchitz was there first. The merchitz was there first, and then they added a vayizara to the outside of the courtyard. But the merchitz was there first, so if I'm here first and you came to service me, that's not a problem of vayizara. That's not what he told him. Number two, he said, "Ein oimim nasa merchitz noy la pruditi, el oimim nasa pruditi noy la merchitz." He says, when we want to beautify a vayizara, you don't make a merchitz. It's not like a beautification for a vayizara. If anything, the vayizara is beautifying the merchitz, and therefore, he's a tuffle to us. He's a subordinate to us. I'm not supporting him. He's supporting us. And therefore, it's not a problem. That was time number two. And time number three is, Dov Achar, Neustin Lecha Momin Harbe. Let me ask you something. If you have Avodah Zarah, and someone gives you a lot of money, Iyata Nichnes, you're still not going to go into Avodah Zarah. Nichnes Avodah Zarah, Mishal Chah, Arum. You're not going into Avodah Zarah without clothing, like a Merchitz or Baal Keri. And be Tommy about carry you mashdum ifaneha, and you go to the bathroom in front of it. Zoo, he's Rugil tells the Apikaris, this Avayizara, Omenas Apiabiv. It seemed like the bathroom was on that side also. The Merchitz had a bathroom on one side, and it was the side of the Avayizara, right in front of Avayizara. V'chola all mashdum ifaneha, the whole world comes and is mashdum in front of it. Loi nema elehayim. It says in the Pasuk that you can't have Avayizara as elehayim. And this is not acting godly. Only if it acts like a god is it a problem of Avodah Zarah. But you're not acting, you're using it as a bathroom. And therefore, America is a bathroom. So therefore, it's not Avodah Zarah and it's mutter. It's not godly. So therefore, it's mutter. Those are three tainas. And if anyone's thinking of any tainas on this, so Gemara will handle that taina that you're thinking of. Like Pa'ar, right? So the more they think about, the more they talk about that. Al Kaponim, that's the three things Rav Gamliel told. This Proclus, who was Oyved Avodah Zarah. So Gemara starts off with the kasha that you just asked. V'heichi Avod Achi, how could he answer Eim Hashivin B'merchitz? V'omar Rabbar Chanav Yechida, M'chol Mokoyim Mutter L'Harar. You're allowed to think and learning everywhere. Chutz Beis HaMerchitz Beis HaKisiv. Besides Beis HaMerchitz Beis HaKisiv, you're not allowed to think and learning there. V'chi Teima, so here, you're even talking learning. I'm going to say, V'chi Teim Loshen Chol Amalei. He said it in English. He didn't say it in Loshen Kardesh. He said, "Eim Hashiv America." Said in English. I can't answer in the bathhouse. You know, I'll do it either. Vama Abaya, Dvarim Shachoyl. If it's Dvarim Shachoyl, Mutar Lomar Mishnah Kodesh. That's the Lashon Kodesh. Dvarim Shachoyl Kodesh. If it's Dvarim Shachoyl Kodesh, also Lomar Mishnah Shachoyl. You can't say Lashon Shachoyl. That means if it's Choyl, even if it's Lashon Kodesh, you can change it. It's like those people. Somebody talk a Mila Pesuka Zimra and say Lashon Kodesh. There's not a heter. In Dvarim Shachoyl, it still has a din of Choyl. If it's Choyl, if it's a hefsek, it's a hefsek. And Dvarim Shachoyl Kodesh, also Lomar Mishnah Shachoyl. Learning, you can't say in Chayil either in the middle of the Merchitz. So what's Pshat? He said this. And for the Gemara, a Daichik, but says, Tana, Kishi Yetzi Amalei Meshivim Merchitz. He Taka only said that when they went out. Went into the Merchitz, he said, When he came out, he said, by the way, I couldn't answer the Merchitz. And here are my three answers. Now the Gemara is going to come handle some of these answers. Omer Rav Chama by Yosef. Rav Chama Yosef wrote like this. That Rabbi Oishiyah Baribi, Tshuva Genuva Heshivaru, that Omar Rab Oishia Baribi, my Rabbi Rab Oishia said that Tshuva Genuva Heshiva Rav Gamliel Loisa Hagman. One of these answers that Rav Gamliel said was a Tshuva Genuva. Vani Oim Eine Genuva. It's not a Genuva. Now, what does Tshuva Genuva mean? Rashi says Docheo Bekash. He it was a Shvachatayin, and we'll see that. This when I have four different shotim in this conversation over here of Gnuva not Gnuva, and some of them won't work in that type, so we'll speak out Taisus at that point. Hakaponim, what happens like this? Rav Chama says, my Rebbe told me that this tshuva is a tshuva Gnuva, and I'm telling you it's not a tshuva Gnuva. Now what's going on here? My Gnuva said the Kamaloi. My Gnuva said the Kamaloi, because Rav Gamliel told him, Zu Aimedes al Pi Abiv. This is standing by the gutter, by the bathroom. And everyone sits there as mashdan in front of it. What's the difference? Shemefarim in front of Goyim. That was the Avodah Zarah part. They went to the bathroom in front of it, Gedolim, every single day. Ve'ain a bottle, it's not a bittle, so why could you go to the bathroom? Makes it not Eliyah, Lechayr it still is. So that was Rav Oishia's Taina, that Rav Gmil's Taina of Mashdom Fenei, it's a Tshuva Genuva, it's not Tshuva Taina. Ve'ani Yomer, ain't a Genuva. No, it's not Genuva, it's a good Taina. Zu Avodoso Bekach, Vazu Ein Avodoso Bekach. You can't compare Pa'ar to this. Pa'ar, that is the Avodah. Masha'inkein, Zu Ein Avodoso Bekach. This is not the Avodah, and therefore it is a Bezoyin to Mashdom Fenei. Bishlam is something that's its Avodah, that's not a Bezoyin, that is the Avodah. Masha'inkein, here it's not the Avodah. Oma Abaya, not a pshat. That's pshat number one, what genuva means. Oma Abaya, tell you different pshat. Genuvasa Mahacha, I'll tell you why it's called a Tshuva Genuva. The Kamale, he said, Rabbi Gamliel told the Apikaris, Ani loy basi begvula. I didn't come to him because we were here first. But he baba gvuli, he came to me. So the Gemara, so Rabbi said, Rabbi Yisrael was bothered by this. V'chi baba gvula may hava. And let's say the Avodah Zarah was there first, and then you put the merchitz there. What's wrong? Vatanan, we learned. Oy vedes chavim shesh loy merchitz. Avodah Zarah that has in it a bathhouse. Oygino or garden, nanamahem. You're allowed to be nanamahem. Shloi betoy, you're going to give him money. That means you're allowed to be nana from Avodah Zarah. It's not a hektish. You're allowed to be nana. You can't give them any money. Nanamahem shloi betoy. But ain't nanamahem toy. You can't give them money. You can't support them. That you can't do already. So that's why it was a taina, it was a tshuva genuva, because it was mashmah from the tshuva that if it would be a servicing the if the merchitz would be nice for the Avodah Zarah, so then it would be aser. It's not aser. It's for free over here. What's this? That's about a tshuva genuva. Now let me ask something. That's called a cheir b'kash? No, it's even a kavachaymer. What did he told him that I'm not doing anything. It was here first, and let's say it would not be here first. It would also be mutter. It's a good taina still, just factually incorrect. That was a taina. So Heki said tshuva genuva means docher bakash. It was a tshuva genuva because factually incorrect. What's a bias taina on this law in the Mishnah? And the law in the Mishnah says that I'm only mutter because I was here first. Frank the Gemara, well, even if you're not here first, you're allowed to go there. That's the Gemara's kasha. So it's a kasha in the lashon, in the technicality of the taina. So it's not the chayav kash. It's still a good taina, or Gamil's taina. Gamil's taina is, well, I was here first. So Taisus, because it is, doesn't like Rashi's drive. Look at Taisus' mouth, tshuva genuva. Let's see that Taisus inside. Tshuva genuva. Pirsha kodesh dachav kash. Miu, ain't la farish kim divrei abaya. And also another taina later on, we'll see Rabba bar Ula, another lepshatim. Sha'im mishafilo, loyha yikid rabbi gira, loyha yasim. Even for not like a meal wouldn't be awesome. It makes it better. L'cheiner al-farish, genuva means aluvo mechusamen. It means, doesn't mean it's something that was the dechei of a kash. It means the tshuva was, something was missing with it. It's covered. It's not understandable. That's what tshuva genuva means. That's what Taisus means, and it's better in these two Gemaras. We'll see. So back to our Gemara. Abai says, why is the tshuva genuva? Because it's factually incorrect. Even if the merchot would be there, even if the revisor would be there first, it would still be mutter because I'm going for free. I'm not paying.
Why doesn't that make you more of a problem?
It doesn't make more problem. That's what I'm saying. That's not more of a problem. Less of a problem. But that, the economic tshuva genuva is because it's impactually incorrect. It was mashma that Ramil was masking. It's also if you have the voice there first, it's also. It's not also. It's mutter. It's still good.
Yeah. Why is it more than enough from the voice of the name for free?
Why is it more enough? It's less than enough.
For the person,
but the. It is enough. You're allowed to have enough of Mizar. You're allowed to have enough of Mizar. We said, spoke to that already. You're allowed to have enough of Mizar. Mizar not hectic. You're allowed to have enough of Mizar. The problem is, now I'll be mahana to Rabbi Dezara. Now I'll be give to Rabbi Dezara. So if you give money. You shouldn't be attached to Rabbi Dezara at all. You shouldn't have any connection. You shouldn't be kind of it. You shouldn't have the Rabbi Dezara. That means the Rabbi Dezara itself. So you ask like this, that L'chaira, there means to nana from use the Rabbi Dezara itself. You're not using the Rabbi Dezara itself over here. You're not using the Avodah Zarah itself. You're being nana from the facts of Avodah Zarah. It's not being nana from the Avodah Zarah itself. You're being nana from having Avodah Zarah Merchus in your thing. That's not a problem. No. That's not a problem. That's what it says of it. That you're allowed to be nana from it for free, but not to give it money. So everything, what's the kasha is that what's going on here? Gamil is saying it would be usher if the Avodah Zarah was there first. What? So tomorrow, Gamil, Kibetovas Acherim Dami. Rabbi Gamil is. Since he's Azum Chashuv, if he comes, he's like giving money. He's like someone else giving money. Now, So what is mashma over here? You're not allowed to be mahana to the Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to give to the Avodah Zarah. The Shaul is, why not, Taka? You're not allowed to give something to the Avodah Zarah? So really, on the after you'd give him a medal, if it's a chalikas or shlokas or v'yechon, and Mesechus is Avodah Zarah, I'm talking about, not Mesechus or v'yechon. In the Mesechus of Avodah Zarah, on the after you'd give him a chalikas or v'yechon or shlokas, you're allowed to mahana to Avodah Zarah. And here in our Gemara, it sounds like that you can't be mahana, right? You can't give. So on that, the Ran and Daf Nun Aleph Mabez discusses this, and he says over here, there's no problem of being mahana to the Avodah Zarah. The reason is because here it's the money is going to the Koimrim, not to the Avodah Zarah itself. So it's not a shalom. Everyone agrees here, it's not a problem mahana. So what's the problem of giving them money? The problem of giving money is you might be mashik acharov. You might get schlepped after them. That's why you can't have a connection with them, can't have a relationship with them. Any case, that's the first two pshat and why tshuva genuva. Third pshat. Rav Shimi bar Achiya Omar Gnuvasa v'hacha. The Kamalai, because Yitaina was, Zuei medes al biv, v'chal od mashtinim v'fana. Yitaina was that everyone sits there being mashtin in front of the Avodah Zarah. V'chi mashtinim v'fana mahava. What's wrong being mashtin in front of the Avodah Zarah? What's wrong with that? V'atnan, it says in the Mishnah, that if rock b'fana, if someone goes and spits, a guy goes and spits at Avodah Zarah, or hishtim b'fana, or he goes to the bathroom and glaim in front of it, or girura, or he slept it and threw it at it. Slept it through the mud or threw tzaya at it. Harezu ain't a batel. It's not bottle. So what's his taina? It's not talking bottle in that. So why is it here? Zu a meres abiv a problem. And so Rav Chama answered, and you it's not genuva. Ain't a genuva. Why? Hasam fishaito rasagalev ado faisla. Temporary spitting or mashtam of nail is not vatal vayazara. Hacha. It's a consistent thing. It's mamash zilzul every single day, every single hour. That is not aleihem, and therefore that was his time. It's not good. So that's the third pshat in the conversation. Is a genuva, not genuva. Fourth conversation. Rabba Ba'ula Amar, genuvasa mahacha. The genuvasa is from here. The Kamalei, he said, ain't oimer nasa merkach noy la aproditi, el nasa aproditi noy la merkach. He says, don't say the merkach was made to beautify the aproditi. The aproditi was made to beautify the merkach. So on that, also a technical question. Because it's more saying, even if it would be the other way, it would still be mutter. V'chi omar nasa merkach la aproditi noy, might have what's wrong. By the time I'm right, so oimer bayezel avichavim. If you say, I want to makdish this bias to Avodah Zarah, or this kais to Avodah Zarah, you know why? There's no hektish to Avodah Zarah. See, here also, so what if this is noy for that? It's not hektish, like, there's no isser to be nena from things that belong to Avodah Zarah. That's basically the question. Things that belong, to answer your question before, Mordechai. Anything that belongs to Avodah Zarah, there's no hektish in that, it doesn't come also. Only the Avodah Zarah itself you can't use. You can't use the Avodah Zarah itself. Let's say the Avodah Zarah is made out of soap. You can't use that soap. That's okay. You can't use the Avodah Zarah itself. That's what the Lord Yitzhak Umma means. But something that belongs to the Avodah Zarah is no problem. It's no hektish. So what was the problem? Even if it would be noy. Says so that's why it's genuva. So he answered back, no, but you know, ain't a genuva. You're right, it doesn't become osa bahana. Noy mi ika. It's still a noy. It's like Rashi, what's pshat? If a rechitza noy le vizchavim, also le yapas of chavim. You know, beautify of vizchavim. I forgot the tzuri le mitzvah of merkat vana. Even if it's osa bahana, but does gufa going here and using the merkat would be beautifying the, if it would be, beautifying the vizara, so then that would be a taina by itself. That would be a taina by itself. So that's what comes out. If he said, the tshuva really was, that he was saying that this is not noy for that, but this is not noy. He's a noy for us, we're not noy for him. And if we're noy for him, will be a problem. The problem would be is that you're going to be making a noy. The only problem is that why did he even bring this up? Why are you going to bring this up? There wasn't a taina of the Proklis in the first place. Proklis was saying, why are you being reichitz v'merchitz? It seems like he was asking out the Isser Hana, and that's really not a problem. This is like a next step. What happened to Noi? Whatever, Tosfos doesn't like Rashi for this reason. Tosfos, the third line, says, I feel ain't a Noi. He wasn't answering about the Noi. But that's why he doesn't like Rashi's pshat. I in the Tosfos. Like upon him, those are the four different pshatim in this conversation of Tshuva Genuva. Again, this last pshat also, you have to say, like Tosfos, Tshuva Genuva means a Tshuva Mechusa. That's what it means, a Tshuva Mechusa.